Mike Mazner, who is the Vice President of Operations for the Michigan Fitness Foundation. Mike, did I get that last name correct?
Yes, you did, Tony. Good morning.
All right. Good morning to you. Beyond being the Vice President of Operations for the Michigan Fitness Foundation, you are on the Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan Steering Committee, and you think that the governor is doing a pretty good job when he is providing money to encourage this program. Tell us about it.
Sure, Tony. We're very pleased with the legislature and the governor supporting incentive funding for school districts who implement best practices. And there are 8 best practices. School districts have to implement 7 of those to get additional per pupil funding, which would be $52 per student in addition if they implement these best practices. And one of those best practices that we're excited about is if they implement quality physical education or quality health education in compliance with the State Board of Education recommendations, that is one of these best practices, and they have an opportunity to get additional funding if they do that.
You know, Mike, what I don't get is if we have times, especially for K through 5, if we have time for them to go out to recess and to play at lunchtime, why across the board K through 12 don't we just re-implement a physical education class?
Well, we would love to see that, and this would be one incentive to do that. And the state board recommendations are in line with the national standards, which are set by the National Association for Sport and Recreation. And those hours would be at the elementary level for physical education. It calls for 150 minutes per week, so about 30 minutes per day, and 225 minutes, or about 45 minutes per day, at the middle school and high school level. And for health education, it calls for a minimum of 50 hours per school year at all grade levels. So it is important. Recess is important. Physical activity in general is very important for student health, but they really need a quality curriculum around physical education and health education as well.
Is what you're recommending enough?
If we can get to those levels, we would be ecstatic. There are a number of school districts who aren't at those levels, and there are a lot of issues with school funding right now, and this is truly a real win for school funding and also a very important win for student health. So if we can get more districts to comply with these recommendations, we know we'll be doing a lot regarding the health and physical education needs of our student population.
Now, you know you're going to hear folks from the other side saying, Mike, you don't need to tell our individual districts what to do when it comes to this. And there's going to be parents who are saying, I'm not necessarily thinking my kid needs this type of program. What would you say to those folks?
Well, research would certainly tell us that our healthiest kids and our most active students are the best learners as well. There's plenty of studies out there that support that. So we want to keep them physically active, and maybe more important is just providing them with the physical education, the health education, teaching them how to be healthy as a young person, so that as they get older, they can take personal responsibility for their own health, and we can reverse this obesity epidemic and reduce the healthcare costs that we're experiencing across our state.
Mike, you mentioned you'd be ecstatic if your suggestions were taken to heed. In a perfect world, what would you like to see?
Well, if we can reach these standards, it'd be a huge improvement. And we need to educate the whole child, so they need to be healthy. They need to be physically active, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has come out and said that for the first time in history, we have a whole generation of children that will have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. So if that isn't an eye-opener, I'm not sure what would be. So we need to make changes. We have an obesity epidemic, and it's really very much about chronic disease anymore. We used to be very, very concerned about infectious disease, but the main healthcare costs these days are centered around chronic disease, much of which is preventable if we can get people moving, being physically active, eating properly and getting good nutrition. And these would be, actions at our schools would be a huge step in the right direction.
Mike, how does Michigan fare versus other states?
Well, we've been on the leaderboard for a number of years, and I can certainly say we've been in the top 10 for a number of years when it comes to obesity. And it's a major concern. And as you mentioned, I have the privilege of serving as vice chair on the Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan Coalition, which is an organization made up of more than 150 organizations, across our state who are all dedicated to reducing childhood obesity here in Michigan. So we're working together. There's a lot of good work being done, and in this recent action for the fiscal year 2013 budget for schools is certainly a great positive step for our children.
Are there other countries from around the world, from what you know, that do better than we do in this?
Well, certainly they do better, and I'll tell you, if you look at European countries and around the globe, obesity is an issue around the world, but not as bad as it is here in the United States. And typically, in European countries, people are more physically active in their daily routine, more people bicycle, more people walk. So it's also about active transportation. And what we like about this gets our young people developing those positive habits and being physically active in their daily routine. And that's the key. That's the key. Not everybody can have a gym membership. If they can, wonderful. But if we can get moving and ditching the car keys and being more active in our daily routine, we'll have a huge impact on our health.
Mike, for people who want more information about Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan, where do they go?
They can certainly go to our website. They can contact me at our office. Our website is michiganfitness.org. And they can also visit HealthyKidsHealthyMichigan.org as well.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me, Tony.